This is serious for a change. Headline: Mrs. Malaprop wins ride on the Orient Express. My excitement has bludgeoned to such a state that I can scarcely decide what to take. Let's see, I will need my reticule and several pairs of white and ivory gloves, some wrist length for morning, some over the elbow, for late afternoon tete-a-tetes with Poirot, Hercule, you know, the excessively famous French detective. He is sure to be on the Orient Express because it is invincible on that particular train that somewhere along the way to Samarkand, one or more unlucky passengers will be ascertained as either stabbed or poisoned or even, dead of natural causes. You know me only as Mrs. Malaprop, the mere pigment of a sissy 18th century writer's imagination. Unrivaled as the unexpurgated murderess of the king's own language. However, I predict that I, Madame Malaprop, will be exhumated to assist the French monsieur, utilizing my little-known intellectual flora and fauna to decant the scurrilous cesspot of intrigue that will indelibly commensurate the train. You see, I have my own aboriginal methods. Deviously pretentious, but neither divulging either my modus operandi or my way of doing things, so as not to forewarn the criminals ahead of time. Ah, yes, the time, as the train hurtles along towards the end of the denouement, the tangled, depilatory, still assorted mush of secrets in the hearts of lechers, adulterers, and philatelists. In a variety of torrid affairs, only aberrant to an experienced eye such as mine, I have been tested. I have 75 years of experience of outrageous fate. I have heard that knock on the door at 3 a.m. and gotten the lifeboats out. I am, in short, no cute little innocent Cinderella slopping her drippers. But I digress a bit overmuch. And I'm also running out of rhyme. Back to the time, the moment when Monsieur Poirot will invite everyone still extant to gather in the sumptuous and swanky library car. Leather books embossed in gold on every wall, sofas and chairs effusive in silk and satin, no unctuous superfluity amiss. Then, that moment, so portentous comes, the stale and unprofitable air, poignant with impregnation of the words soon to emulate from the lips of the great Poirot. That moment, when all suspects in a state of high expectorance all lean forward in a nervous twit, anxious to discover who of those still alive or not yet dead on the Orient Express done in all the rest.